A new poll finds New Yorkers remain confused about the worth of the new Common Core learning standards, which schools in the state are in the process of adopting. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The Siena College poll finds voters are divided over the worth of the Common Core program, with around the same amount saying they are not confident that Common Core will result in better preparing students to be college or career ready than those who say that the new learning standards are on the right track. Siena's Steve Greenberg says the numbers indicate state education officials who have faced angry parents in several public meetings have not done enough to sell Common Core.
It's clear from looking at the Siena College poll data that state ed did not do a particularly great job of rolling out the Common Core, educating the voters of this state about what they were doing and why they were doing it.
Despite the troubled rollout of Common Core, when voters were asked whether the State Education Department and the State Board of Regents should continue to set education policy in general, or if the governor should take it over, the vast majority, 62% to 21%, said leave the job to the education professionals, says Greenberg.
They know that the Education Department is set up to run education. They know that the governor, this governor, any governor, is a politician. And I think they trust people who have a background in, who are charged with running education, setting education policy, rather than a politician.
Governor Cuomo dismissed the poll question on who should run education in New York as silly. The governor has appointed his own panel to study how to fix the Common Core implementation. Speaking in Niagara Falls this week, Cuomo says while there is consensus on the goals of Common Core, there's disagreement over how to get there.
I believe it's the right way to go long-term, Common Core curriculum. I also believe the implementation has been flawed and it's been too hasty, and it's created a lot of anxiety, and we have to slow down the implementation. And we'll be working on that this session.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who has a representative on the governor's panel, says state education officials have also made some thoughtful recommendations on how to fix Common Core. The State Board of Regents recently voted to delay the effects of the new Common Core tests on high school seniors until 2017. Assembly Democrats have more influence on who is chosen as a Board of Regents member. That's because the entire legislature elects the regents, and Assembly Democrats have the largest numerical faction in the legislature. Speaker Silver says no one is to blame, though, for the botched rollout.
We all share the same goal, the Assembly, the Senate, the governor, and that's to improve our schools and help prepare our students to be successful in college and career ready when they are finished with their schooling.
The speaker says if the governor's panel recommends further legislation to fix up the adoption of Common Core, then the assembly will consider it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.